Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing a few moments to build a life on purpose and in purpose. I am Catherine Lang and I am your resident dream igniter. Because when we dare to dream, we create possibilities that will blow your mind. Over the years, I've had a lot of people tell me what to do. Some have told me how to do it. Some have even told me why I need to do what they told me to do. When I was younger, I don't think that I even heard their cries or their demands. As a matter of fact, I was so determined to do it my own way that I about pushed my mom off the deep end. She had always wanted a canopy bed as a girl, and she decided that she was going to get a canopy bed for her only daughter. However, her only daughter refused to sleep in the canopy bed once she realized that her dad was not building monkey bars in the bedroom. See, I've always done things my own way and in my own time. I didn't act like others expected, and I was okay with that. Partly because I had an uncle that also walked to the beat of his own drum. Although, in retrospect, I am pretty sure he had a full-blown band going on. There is not, nor will there ever be, nor should there ever be, another one like him. But he encouraged me to be unique, to stay my unique self, and to stand out from the crowd, to not blend in. So I tried. It turns out there are also a lot of people out there determined to force me in the box, and some of them don't even realize that's what they're doing. So I listened to one voice at a time. It was just a little suggestion, just a little whisper. And before long, I was trapped securely in my own little box. Now, on occasion, I would recognize my position and I would climb out, but the voices and the whispers would return, so back in I would go. Last year, I connected with a mastermind group, and then shortly after I connected with a writing support group, and then I began to create my own support network. Yesterday, I realized that in my writing and my social media and my talks and presentations, I was being all me, authentically me, the unique me, complete with humor and a dash of little snarkiness and my need to tell it in story form. My journey would probably be completely different if it weren't for this team around me, the people that have gathered around me or that I have gathered around me that helped lift me up and push me on or help me make the better choices in this journey and for this unique journey that is mine. Now, I might be alone out here in the woods by the creek some days, but I am not alone on this journey, nor am I supposed to be. We are not supposed to do this alone. We are designed to be in relationships. And the relationships we engage in and the relationships we engage with are what provide the foundation for stepping up and stepping out or pushing out of that box. I need to invest in the relationships that will help me be more and to do more. I need to invest in a time to build my success on purpose through these relationships. My perfect team comes in very different shapes and sizes because I know that I need different things at different times. I have mentors. I have motivators. I have team members. I have inspirers and I have encouragers. Yes, even the Rainbows and Lollipops host needs encouragers in her life. There are times when my team will be a very structured design, like the mastermind group that I attend. But there are also times when my team will be so relaxed that you wouldn't even know it was a team, or that it was team building if I didn't tell you, like the coffee chats on the back porch. There are times when team building is kind of a mix of both, like the re-conference that we had back in March that was part conference and part retreat. It was a great example of a mixed media team building. But no matter what it looks like, I keep reminding myself and I keep telling myself every day that it is all about relationships. Relationships require investment, or they can never grow up into the foundation and strength that they are designed to be. I invest time looking at ways to connect, looking at ways to help others, looking at ways to be willing to reach out, but also being willing to receive. Have to be open to receiving. A relationship runs both ways, no matter at what level that relationship may exist. Give and take, share and receive, learn and teach. Even when it comes to my children, I find that this is the truth. I can learn from them if I'm willing to learn from them. And each time I learn from them, I can see the results and the growth and strength of our relationship. I will need all of my team if I'm going to grow up a strong foundation. An important team member has been the mentor, someone that comes along beside me to advise me or encourage me for a season or for a moment or for life. I've had some major mentors in my life, and I have missed out on some incredible opportunities as well. The blessings of the mentor is not just the wisdom, but also about the heart of the mentee. Getting the most of working with a mentor means that I have to position myself to get all that is available. I have to make the time to spend with the mentor. I have to ask questions. I have to listen. I have to implement the wisdom, and I have to enjoy the experience. It will require investment, but it can make a difference. It takes a village. Or at least it takes more than one. I'm supposed to be connected with others so that I can lift up and stir up and cheer up the others, but also so that I can be lifted, stirred, and cheered. We are in this together because we are stronger together. I have been blessed to have some amazing mentors come into my life, to walk along beside me and to share with me. It amazes me to discover that some of these very people that gave me sage advice for my journey forward did not provide that same wisdom to others that they encountered. It turns out that one of the reasons that I received the information was because I was willing to listen. The teacher that I'm thinking about taught the whole class and all of her classes the same information. I locked onto it and then I implemented it in my life. That is often the difference, not the mentor, but in how I choose to work with the mentor. So one, I have to make time to spend with the mentor. I used to sit for hours with adults like parents and teachers and even my family, and I would listen to their stories or their advice. When I came home from college for a visit, I made a point to stop by and visit most of the adult companions. I learned some great tips for life, and I developed amazing relationships because I was willing to make time to be with the mentor. Two, I ask questions. Now, sometimes questions that are intentional, you know, to stir the conversation, and sometimes questions that are personal from a place of my own hurting or my own struggle. And then sometimes the questions are just probative. I'm just trying to get to a deeper place of understanding. But always I ask questions that are on topic. I have a friend, Stephen Henry, also known as the WordPress Wizard. So if you have any questions about WordPress, he's the person to see. And he knows a lot about WordPress. What he doesn't know, he will find out. So when I have a WordPress issue, he is the man I ask. I have a computer friend, Robert Harvey, over at rdcss.com. He knows a lot about computers. He's the one I go to when I have a computer issue. I do make a point to connect with Stephen and with Robert in other ways that are not give me, give me, give me. I connect with them in how are you doing and try to find ways that I can help them as well. I have to always remember that a relationship works best when it works both ways. 3, I've learned to listen when I talk with a mentor. I listen for what I want to learn, and I also listen for those unexpected tidbits that come along for the ride. It's amazing how much understanding I have uncovered when listening to the answer on an entirely different topic. My dad and I sit on the back porch in our rocking chairs looking out over the creek and enjoying the squirrels and the birds. We also talk. I hear the trials and struggles that came about because of a choice or a decision. Or I learn how I can deal with my own trials and struggles because of what he went through. Or how to make better decisions. I also listen to him talk of his childhood, what he didn't have monetarily, and how it didn't affect him negatively. I listen to his learning from scripture studies or from sermons. I take it all in. And then I let all that I have heard begin to grow up something for me and for my journey. 4, I receive the wisdom and the knowledge, and then I implement that wisdom and knowledge into my own unique purpose. I will never have the childhood my dad had. I will never have the experiences my teacher had. I will never have the life my grandfather had. If I had walked along beside them while they journeyed, I would still have been different. My journey would have been unique. I just take what they offer, and then I hold it up to my life, and I see how I can put it to work. With my teacher, I heard her say that college was not about education and degrees, but about learning and experience. I made the most of the 4 years I attended college, testing out different avenues, trying out different opportunities, and gaining more than a piece of paper in the end. It is not about what they are giving that makes the difference. It is about what I am receiving and how I put that information to work in my journey. And 5, I need to have fun in the mentor experience. If it's not fun, then it will never be all that it can be. And maybe it's not always giggles and clown noses, but it can still be enjoyable time together. When I was mentored by my teachers in school, I promise I did not like going to school. If I could find a way not to go to class, believe me, I chose it. But when I was in the classroom with them, I chose to enjoy the experience with the teachers, engaging with them, sharing with them, even laughing with them. The more I enjoyed the experience, the more I can make of the experience. The more I'm in the experience, the more I gain from the experience. I need to have fun. I need to enjoy the time if I want to grow up the mentor relationship into what it truly can be. And what happens is that the more I grow up this relationship, the more it moves into even more. Ultimately, the mentor experience is no different than most things in my life. I have to make the choice. It is up to me. I have to choose to make the most of this encounter, of this give and take, of this giving and receiving. And I have to choose to implement it in my life. If I don't, then the mentor experience will never become all that it could be, and it will never pave the path that I want for the success that I desire in my life and for my life. It is tough out there. About the time you get your footing secured, someone pulls the rug right out from under you. I know. It literally just happened to me. Or it almost happened. I had some friends standing beside me that caught me before I fell. It's important to have others around me. I'm not designed to do this alone. And although they can be around me and they will look different, different times, different places, different walks, I know they are there, and that comforts and soothes me. My dad has been my parent, my mentor, my teacher, and my friend. Sometimes all in the same back porch chat. I know that no matter what time of day I need him, he will do all that he can to help. My friend Karen came into my life just over a year ago. She challenged me. I would even go so far as to say she dared me. And even though our relationship has taken a new form and a different direction, I know that I can still reach out to her to tap into her wisdom and knowledge. Each relationship that grows up in my life and around my life touches my life. It is one of the reasons that we are challenged in Scripture to find the relationships that challenge us to be better and to do better. Because either the people we are around will help us grow up into more, or else they won't. I can tell when my children have been around friends that are not feeding the positive in their lives. Their attitudes are different. Their very demeanor around me is different. I've tried to encourage them to find the friends that will push them further up and further in, to quote from C.S. Lewis's book, The Last Battle. C.S. Lewis also said that friendship would be a school. It's either a school of vice or it's a school of virtue. Lewis shared that the right friendship, or the right mentor-mentee relationship in this case, would make a good man better. But if I don't choose wisely, it can make a bad man worse. David looked to surround himself with men that pushed him to be more in God and for God. In Psalm 119:63, David wrote, "I am a companion of the men that fear you, God, and of the men that choose to follow your ways." David understood that the people he encountered and invested in would affect him. So David chose to be invested with men that were aiming in the same direction, right towards God. David's son Solomon was taught this lesson as well. Although, blessed, just go ahead and admit it, Solomon seemed to get away from the teaching in his later years, in part because of the people he had surrounded himself with. But Solomon wrote to his own son about the importance of being aware of the people and the mentors around you, because he understood that it would drive you one way or the other, ironically. In Proverbs 13:20, Solomon also gives this advice: "The man that walks with wise men shall be wise. The man that chooses to hang around with fools shall be destroyed." Now, Jesus was a great teacher, and his teachings still impact the hearts of people today. But even Jesus knew there were limits to who his teachings could touch. In Matthew 11:15, Jesus makes a strange declaration. Jesus has been asked if he is the one that all of them have been expecting, and Jesus provides a list of examples and reasons, and then he injects this. Jesus says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, they all had ears, but not all would hear. Every man that listened to Jesus heard the same teachings, but not everyone turned to follow. Some simply chose not to hear. Jesus went on to point out some of the places that had missed out on the miracles of his teaching because they chose to. It's a choice. I can surround myself with people that know better and that have the wisdom and the knowledge to help me do better and be better, or I can choose not to. Jesus ends with this, which comes from Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. He says, "Come to me, all that labor and are carrying a heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. I am gentle and I am humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is the ultimate mentor. And when I join myself to him and with him, then it does become easier. But I have to make the choice. When it comes to learning and growing and being all that I can be, I have to make the choice to walk with others and to learn from them and to grow, because that is the way. I am Catherine Lang, your dream igniter, because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up, possibilities, and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.